temas de salud y bienestar, actualidad, curiosidades, comunicación, nuestra tierra, eventos especiales y mucho más en tu programa Tejiendo Palabras, donde el Sistema Nacional de Educación Permanente muestra lo mejor de su gente.
Escuchamos la canción Englishman in New York del músico británico Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner, más conocido como Sting. La letra de esta canción deja en claro ciertas contradicciones cuando se vive en un nuevo país. Si bien narra en primera persona la historia de un inglés que se siente fuera del lugar en Nueva York, la experiencia que se cuenta está más ligada a la del escritor Quentin Crisp, quien se fue a vivir a la ciudad estadounidense poco antes de la publicación de esta canción.
Bueno, y para iniciar nuestro programa de hoy, hemos invitado a nuestro docente y compañero David Barreto, quien dirigió el programa radial durante el año pasado y es el docente de Ciencias Sociales actualmente en el Sistema Nacional de Educación Permanente. Queremos, profe David, que esta sea una oportunidad para agradecerte tu participación y vinculación al programa. Todo el equipo de docentes que formamos parte del programa Tejiendo Palabras, te deseamos lo mejor en este nuevo camino, que esté cargado de grandes y valiosos aprendizajes para tu vida. Muchos éxitos.
Reciban todos nuestros oyentes un cordial y afectuoso saludo y sean bienvenidos a su programa Tejiendo Palabras, un espacio del Sistema Nacional de Educación Permanente. En el día de hoy les acompañaremos quien les habla, la docente Mireya Guerrero y la licenciada Carolina Parra.
Un saludo a todos nuestros oyentes.
También están con nosotros nuestros docentes del área de inglés. Ellos son el licenciado en Humanidades, Lengua Castellana e Inglés, Cristian González.
Hola a todos, cordial saludo.
La licenciada en Lenguas Modernas, Yamile Medina.
Hello, my dear friends.
La licenciada en Humanidades e Inglés, Carolina Martínez.
Hola a todos y gracias por la invitación.
También está con nosotros nuestra monitora del CINEP, estudiante de Ingeniería de Alimentos, está en octavo semestre ya, la señorita Karen Moreno.
Cordial saludo para todos.
Y nuestra estudiante de ciclo 5, Andrea Suárez. Bienvenida.
Cordial saludo.
Bueno, nuestro tema de hoy, el aprendizaje del inglés a través de la inmersión. Para contextualizarnos alrededor de esta temática, la docente Yamile Medina nos hablará acerca de este concepto, inmersión. ¿Qué es, profe?
Learning English is about more than reviewing vocabulary and grammar. You need to know how to actually use the language and to hear how others use it. Luckily, there's a way to learn English that will help you with both of these things. Immersion is a more natural way of learning language. Not only does it help you learn real-world language skills, it makes learning fun. It also makes learning easier because you can learn the language in a way that relates to your own life and experiences. This makes the language feel more relevant and provides more motivation for you to learn. Básicamente lo que acabamos de escuchar tiene que ver con que nosotros estamos presentando como el aprendizaje del inglés o una forma de aprendizaje del inglés como inmersión, que es una forma natural de aprender un idioma. No solamente nos ayuda o te ayuda a aprender habilidades lingüísticas del mundo real, sino que hace que aprender sea más divertido. y también facilita el aprendizaje porque puedes aprender el idioma de una manera que se relaciona en tu propia vida y relaciona también tus experiencias. Eso hace que el idioma se sienta más relevante y esa adquisición proporciona más motivación al aprender. We will listen to an experience that we support that has been said. Vamos a escuchar una experiencia de alguien que soporta lo que acabé de decir. She is Ana Sofía Parra. She is studying with us in our UNAD school.
Hi, today I want to tell you how my experience was living in the United States. When I arrived in the United States, I didn't know any English, but little by little, I learned well there. My first days in school were difficult for me. I didn't understand anything. I learned English at school because they taught us many English classes there, and I always put it into the practice. One of the things that happened to me at school was that when I got sick and had to go to the nursing, I could communicate well with the nurse because I was not good at English. So the nurse and I spoke through the Google Translator of my phone. When I was in the school, I wanted to be part of the school soccer team, so I made the tryouts to enter. But the team didn't know accept me because I was very small and I didn't run fast. But I liked drawing, so the school helped me to put my drawings into the libraries of the school. I went through many things that I will never forget, and thanks to this experience, I was able to learn English. My name is Ana Sofía Parra Tovar, and thank you for your attention, and have a nice day.
Ana Sofía lo que nos está relatando es el impacto de lo que ella vivió en el momento de llegar y de enfrentarse en un contexto netamente nativo del inglés. Y dice que su cotidianidad se basó básicamente en el aprendizaje no solamente del inglés, pero sí al entrar a un colegio donde necesitaba obligatoriamente aprenderlo. Eso lo hizo muy significativo en su experiencia en el aprendizaje del inglés. También nos relata lo importante que es que desde un principio motives o te motives en ese aprendizaje, que vas a tener demasiado apoyo siempre y cuando consideres que es importante para ti el aprendizaje, no solamente en inglés, sino de todo lo que esté motivando tu conocimiento.
Vamos ahora a un pequeño corte institucional y ya regresamos con más de nuestro tema del día aquí en Tejiendo Palabras.
Productividad empresarial. El programa radial de la Escuela de Ciencias Administrativas, Contables, Económicas y de Negocios de la UNAD. Enfocado a noticias, temas de actualidad, contenidos de interés y muchos más en torno a la gestión de organizaciones, así como ideas para fortalecer la competitividad. Todos los jueves a las 2 de la tarde en Radio UNAD Virtual. Productividad empresarial.
Estamos de nuevo en Tejiendo Palabras, hoy hablando acerca del aprendizaje del inglés a través de la inmersión. Para continuar entonces, vamos a escuchar a nuestra profe Carolina Martínez, quien nos hablará acerca de los programas, becas y convenios que existen para favorecer este tema de la inmersión.
Okay, as we know, a successful process of immersion to learn specifically English language is a big step to achieve a better English level. And of course, students can make an advantage from other skills to promote it. At first, we have 6 tips which could help us to achieve a better immersion process. The first one is to seek an English course which is appropriate for you and according to your necessity, based on if you want to improve a specific English skill or if you want just a cultural exchange. Number 2 is to be clear with your English level. It's pretty important you have clearly your English level according to the necessity and what you want to do in the foreigner context. Number 3 is to choose the place you want to study. It's pretty important to consider it because you have to take in mind if you want to achieve a British English or American English according to the experience of culture. Number 4 is how much time do you want to stay there It's according to the English course and, of course, the money you want to invest. Number five is the hosting options. Some of these English courses offers you an specific conditions according to if you want to stay in a family house, in a college accommodation or hotel, depending on your money. And number six is the price, which depends if you want to stay for too many weeks or just for 1 month. Another important courses you have to take in mind is, for instance, if you want to be an au pair, who are the persons who take care with the children from foreign families. There are some specifications about this program, which you have to consider as age, education, criminal record, timing compromise, experience, driver's license, and health. All these issues you have to consider in order you want to apply to this kind of programs. And in other part, there are some institutions which offer exchange program, or they can offer programs in which you can take classes with native teachers and without you are going to go abroad. Now we are going to listen to our student Santiago Bedoya, who is from Cycle 6 and now he's living in Houston, Texas.
My ballet journey begins when I was 6 years old. I would take my sister to her ballet classes with my mom and try to sneak in and watch the class through a little space in the studio's door. Since then, I told my mom I wanted to do ballet. I was so amazed and felt like I'd found something exciting to do. My mom wasn't convinced at first, but then, 2 years later, she decided to take me to a ballet class in the Ballet Folklorico de Antioquia. She says she will never forget the big happy face I had when I was going to my first ballet class. It was a totally different world for me. Then, I started taking folk dances while training ballet with some Cuban teachers. When I turned 11, I wanted to focus on my ballet training since it's the hardest dance technique to pursue as a dancer. At that moment, some of my friends had moved to a different academy called Andrea Wolf Ballet, which was more centralized in ballet training and taking people abroad. In 2014, I auditioned there and they gave me full scholarship. I started in a really basic level, going 3 times a week, and then I increased my training by going every day. Little by little, I started climbing levels and began to improve a lot more. In 2015, when I was 12, I auditioned to Miami City Ballet Summer Intensive, getting full scholarship and dormitory. I decided to go there and take the 5-week program. I realized what the actual ballet world is like. After that, I came back to Colombia and kept going to a regular Catholic school, plus ballet classes in the afternoon. It was a little bit hard, but not impossible. Then I felt like I needed a higher ballet training, and I knew that it was necessary for me to go to a professional ballet school in the US. In 2016, I auditioned other places like San Francisco Ballet, American Ballet Theater, Joffrey Ballet Academy, Houston Ballet Academy, and Miami City Ballet. I got scholarships to all of the above, but again, I got offered full tuition to Miami City Ballet, so I decided to attend. While I was there, I auditioned for the year-round program at the age of 13 and got in with full tuition, but since I was too young, I would have to move with my parents, so we decided that it wasn't time yet to leave home. That same year, in November, Jonathan Sharp, a teacher from Idaho Arts Academy, came to Colombia to teach some master classes and do an audition for the year-round program. I assisted to all of his classes, and he offered me a full year-round scholarship with summer program. At first, I wasn't convinced, since it was a high school program focused in arts and not a professional ballet training. But after talking and discussing the situation, we decided that it was a great opportunity for me to start my professional training in a big campus where there were people taking care of me, and not just in a big city living by myself in an apartment like Miami City Ballet. I was really nervous because I was going to take academic classes and I only knew a little bit of English from what they taught me in school and the few times I went to the other summer intensives. Leaving Colombia wasn't easy, but then I got to the school and adapted pretty well. I stayed there for a year, took ESL classes, and had so many experiences that I will never forget. It was totally worth it. Overall, Idaho Arts Academy had a tremendous impact on me in the field of my English knowledge and artistry. Their ESL program, talking and hearing English all the time, definitely helped me a lot. But at the end of the year, I still wanted to go to a professional school, so I auditioned to Houston Ballet Summer Intensive and got full scholarship. While I was there, I totally fell in love with the place. The training I got in the 6-week program was really good, so I auditioned for the year round and got full scholarship. I was extremely excited and was absolutely sure that I wanted to move here. In August of 2018, I came to Houston Ballet and started the year round program. Finally, this crazy experience has been incredibly challenging, but at the same time has taught me so many things that will remain in my heart forever. Not just ballet-wise, but as well as personal life, I feel like I have accomplished a lot of knowledge through the past few years. The fact that I have the opportunity to learn a foreign language is a plus in my career as a professional dancer, and I am very thankful to all of the people and places that have supported me in this amazing journey.
Santiago acá nos comenta su experiencia acerca de cómo utilizó él el ballet y el gusto del ballet para poder aprender el inglés como una segunda lengua. Entonces él nos comenta que él inició su carrera pues bailando ballet, entrenando ballet, inspirado por su hermana. Posteriormente empieza a bailar en el Ballet Folclórico de Antioquia. Después se traslada a la Academia Andrea Wolf, que es una academia que está especializada en tener, manejar programas donde los estudiantes que tienen, pues que aprenden allí las diferentes técnicas de baile pueden ir al exterior. Él aprovecha esta oportunidad y audiciona para ir a Miami City Ballet Summer. Allí se gana una beca completa. Adicional a ello, entonces empieza a hacer todo su aprendizaje con respecto al inglés como segunda lengua, porque pues ya entiende que tiene todo un proceso de inmersión, no solo desde la parte del ballet, sino adicional a ello como en un contexto próximo. Posterior a ello, toma estos cursos intensivos que él explica que le ayudaron bastante para pues hacer el acercamiento a la segunda lengua, y allí es donde puede ya hacer una audición para el Houston Ballet Summer Intensive, donde gana toda la beca con el dormitorio, y desde el 2018 él se desempeña en esta escuela. En este momento él se encuentra allá y pues digamos que ha sido una experiencia muy fructífera para él desde el punto de vista de que él pudo articular el gusto del ballet junto con el aprendizaje del inglés.
Para continuar entonces con esta temática, nuestro profe Cristian González nos va a hablar acerca del programa ESL for Peace. Profe, cuéntenos esto, ¿de qué se trata?
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about ESL for Peace, which was a program that I was part of this in 2015. Okay, ESL for Peace is a non-profit organization that promotes language learning as a tool for peace. So this organization has three different objectives, such as foster global citizenship, educate about universal human rights, and promoting democratic education. Okay, well, in other words, this is a group of teachers. They are completely foreigners, Canadians, Americans, that offer education to a small population of students that are ESL. The mission of this organization is carry out through the networking with interested communities, stages of ESL, teaching and learning. They have like a phrase or slogan, which is our volunteers are the heart of soul of our organization. I gotta tell you also the heads or the owners of this organization that are Wanda Cakebreak, Betty Ann Colhoun, Leon Strelek, and Nathaniel Mateus Ruiz. Okay, in other words, I gotta say that I was part in 2015. I had the opportunity to have an exchange experience with Canadian teachers. They went to the school. They made some classes to some specific students who were good at in English. And also they have like the way of improve our strategies and skills in the way we teach our students. It was a grateful experience, and I gotta say that each school or university can have access to this organization through their website, that is eslforpeace.org.
Vamos a un nuevo corte institucional y ya regresamos aquí a Tejiendo Palabras.
Ya regresamos con tu programa Tejiendo Palabras.
Acompáñenos a revivir álbumes icónicos del rock, desde la voz de sus fanáticos. Historias del rock, todos los miércoles a las 2 de la tarde, hora colombiana, por Radio Nat Virtual. Por Radio Nat Virtual.
Ay,
Volvemos a Tejiendo Palabras, hoy hablando acerca de aprendizaje del inglés a través de la inmersión.
Ok, en esta parte vamos a escuchar una entrevista a un profe, colega que se llama Julián. Él tuvo la oportunidad pues de estar en Chicago y nos va a contar toda la experiencia que fue para él el tema de los exámenes internacionales, el tema de tener un host family y pues todo el proceso de aprendizaje en un contexto de habla inglesa.
Hello, I'm Julián Cortés. I traveled to Chicago in 2014 and my experience to learn English abroad was very interesting and challenging because when I arrived there, I didn't know any English. So at the beginning, it was a little difficult because I was afraid to talk with people, especially native speakers. Unfortunately, when we go out of our own country, we face the new culture and language, and we feel intimidated to use the language that we are learning. So my big mistake was to find people who speak Spanish because I felt comfortable with them. However, later on, I realized that I was there to learn the language and be immersed in the culture. So I decided to forget my Spanish and express myself in English, even though I had thousands of mistakes related to grammar and pronunciation. Studying English abroad was a very good experience. My first year, I lived in the university residence at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Spending time with people from other cultures and native speakers was very helpful to improve my English skills because I noticed that I let myself move into the language. Then I had the wonderful opportunity to live with the host family in a suburb called Arlington Heights. It was a great experience because I knew the culture better and I learned some idioms and slangs that native speakers commonly use. Moving to Arlington Heights to the university was also helpful because I learned to move around the city and the suburbs. Finally, something that was very challenging was the TOEFL test, because if I want to continue my studies there, I had to take it. The TOEFL test is a very difficult test because some of the topics are very scientific, but the best technique to pass the TOEFL is to be involved with the language and with college tests. It helped me to learn about different subjects and to comprehend the meaning of the test. Learning English outside of our own country is the big experience. I think we can learn faster than being here. And it's very interesting. It's really interesting to know the culture, to be immersed in the culture, to realize how important is English right now, and is the best way to learn the language. So traveling to Chicago and studying English abroad was the best thing that I did in my life.
Ahora vamos a escuchar a nuestra monitora del CINEF, Karen Moreno, quien nos hablará acerca de su experiencia en el INVIL y de los procesos de intercambio que también nos ofrece nuestra Universidad UNAT.
El Instituto Virtual de Lenguas INVIL está adscrito a la Vicerrectoría de Relaciones Internacionales y nos brinda la oportunidad de formarnos en lenguas extranjeras, determinados por los estándares nacionales e internacionales. Para nosotros como estudiantes es importante salir con el nivel B2, que es el exigido a nivel internacional, para enfrentarnos a la globalización. Y contamos con laboratorios de lenguas que son guiados por los tutores del INVIL. En estos espacios se realizan actividades como talleres, karaokes, clubs de conversación y entre otras actividades. I started my experience with English in was my in school, since the level is was high. All my life English is was present because I grew up listen music, read the books, watching series and movies. In my family there are members who speak English, and he was carry out conversations in this language to strangers, the communicative part. And UNAT, they give us spaces to build trust with the language with providing interactive spaces.
Ahora vamos a escuchar a nuestra estudiante Andrea Suárez, quien nos va a contar cómo ha sido su proceso de aprendizaje alrededor de una segunda lengua.
Hi everyone, my name is Andrea. I'm going to tell you how I've learned English. I started when I was a child. I remember that I played a card game. There was two card packets, one of words and the other of pictures. For example, love, apple, book. So it's like a racing game. There have to be a beginning and the end. First of all, the players have to be in the beginning waiting for someone that is going to tell a word, apple. So they have to run to take the picture or the word. It depends on your playing. Then they have to run on the first to reach the beginning and have the right picture or letter win. You can play with all the points that you want. It was very funny. I also watch music videos, TV, stories. It doesn't matter if you don't understand all. It's like when you're a baby. You don't understand anything, but also you don't share in a dictionary what means all the words that the people is telling you. Of course, with the time, you have to share what means so many words and the grammar. And now I watch all the TV series in English, sometimes with subtitles and without subtitles. The information that I read is in English, of course not all. I start to talk at the school because you have to talk if you want to practice your pronunciation. When I don't understand a word, that is really hard to learn because it could have so many meanings, so I write sentence. The games that I play are in English, my phone is in English. Basically, there are so many things that I do in English, not just one day or two, maybe 1 year. No, it's always, all the time. It will be part of your daily life. When I'm 18 years old, I will travel to USA for practicing my English.
I say that if you really want to learn English by immersion, the money doesn't have a problem for a start immersion program. If you already have internet access, for example, you don't have to pay anything extra to watch some English speaking programs. You can use YouTube to find English language movies, TV shows and videos. You'll give yourself and more options for free and affordable English immersion learning. Básicamente es auto inmersión.
Bueno, agradecemos a nuestros docentes invitados, a la señorita monitora, a nuestros estudiantes y, por supuesto, a nuestros oyentes por su compañía. No siendo más, los esperamos en una próxima emisión de su programa Tejiendo Palabras.
Aquí finaliza Tejiendo Palabras. Un programa del Sistema de Educación Permanente de la UNAD. Sintonízanos todos los jueves a las 10 de la mañana por tu radio UNAD virtual o contáctanos a través del correo epermanente@unad.edu.co.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.